Guys, I don't even know how to start this today. I don't even know how to start this today. First, I need a poppy. This is not sponsored by Poppy, but hey, girl, I'm around if you are interested. Oh, that was not satisfying at all. This is the pink one. Do they really call it Dog Pop? That's literally the name of it. That's funny. That's funny. I like that. So, yeah, because of my sugar-free journey, I'm not drinking pop anymore, so I've switched to Poppy for now, just to see how I like it. So far, so good. Anyways. Guys, there's so much to talk about today. There's so much to talk about today. If you have been on my TikTok recently, then you will know what has happened in the last 12 hours. It's quite frankly unacceptable, and we're going to get into it, I promise you. We're going to get into it. In fact, that's mostly what I'm going to talk about today. But first of all, I think we need to get into our weekly life updates. So, hello. I didn't even do an introduction yet. Hi, welcome to episode 11 of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Okay, now that's out of the way. Annie's here. I just realized. Oh, I didn't even know. This is Miss Annie. Miss Annie, it's your Fangirl Report debut. How do you feel? She's loud, so I'm surprised that she's not screaming at me right now. Oh, my love. Anyways, this is Annie. She's the little one. Pete is around here somewhere. Anyways, we've got some life updates for you. First of all, the quality of this video is a little bit different today because I'm filming during the day, during a snowstorm. So we've got some scorching, blinding white natural light streaming in through the windows today. You will never see this quality again. Just as a forewarning, it's never going to be this good again because I typically film in night. So don't get used to this. Anyways, on that topic, what the fuck is with the snow? I literally can't handle it anymore. I literally can't do it anymore. Whatever that fucking groundhog said, I don't care. Put him back in the ground. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm ready for the springtime. And of course, it was freaking beautiful and sunny on Friday. And during our long weekend, it has to be freaking like this. It's unacceptable. But yeah, it has been coming down in insane amounts. So it started last night, as you all probably know, especially in Toronto. It started last night. It was ridiculous. And I knew that they were calling for a crap ton of snow from Saturday into Sunday, like overnight. But when I was looking at the radar last night, it looked like it was going to go right under us. So I was like, yes. And then it didn't. And it's been hitting us since the early hours of the morning. And so I had paint classes scheduled all weekend. So I did go to one yesterday. And I had one today in Brampton, but I went outside earlier and I said, absolutely not. I'm not driving in that. And not to mention on Twitter, like 511, that shit, whatever that is, they were literally reporting collisions and incidents on the highway every 10 minutes. It was insane. I'm like, that's not happening. I'm canceling it. It's not happening. So that's that. So now, in the time that I would be painting, I'm here with you guys. So I'm very excited. So that's why we've got some sleigh quality today. But yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, that's all I'm going to say about that. So other than that, it was Valentine's Day. Happy late Valentine's Day. So I know usually on Fridays we do our bestie workout classes, but of course, since it was Valentine's Day, we didn't do that. And as I mentioned last week, I was telling you guys a little bit about our Valentine's Day plans, and that did change a little bit. So originally, we were going to go to IKEA for dinner because we did not feel like dealing with the busy-ass crowds at restaurants. Plus, we didn't make any reservations anywhere. We just, listen, we weren't feeling anything fancy this year, and that's just the way that it was because, you know, like, we're kind of getting back into our normal routine after Miss Andy got spayed and after Mr. Pete was sick. So we were just weren't feeling anything fancy. We were just like, let's just go out, have something yummy, and then do, you know, have just a chill night. So we were going to do that at IKEA. And as it turned out, they were doing a Valentine's Day event in the restaurant, and it was sold out. So we did not do that. I said, you've got to be kidding me. What do you mean you're doing a freaking Valentine's Day dinner event in your restaurant? Didn't you know that me, Emma Heron, was going to come there for my Swedish meatballs? What do you mean by that? And they were doing some weird, like, set menu thing. I'm like, no, I'm here for my Swedish meatballs, and that's it. So they fumbled the bag on that one. So this, okay, I got to backtrack just a little bit. So Nick had been begging me to agree to get a Costco membership with him because we had went with our friends sometime last week, and he was like, this is heaven on earth. I'm like, I don't know about that. So he'd been begging me to agree to a Costco membership. But one thing about me, and I'm sure one thing about many of you, is Costco makes me incredibly overstimulated. And usually I don't deal with that very often. Like, if I spend too much time in a busy mall, I'll feel like that, and just like things like that. But Costco just makes me, unfathomably, that's not a word, it is, but I didn't say it right. It makes me so angry. It makes me unbelievably angry. I don't know what it is. No, I do know what it is, because people are stupid is what it is. It's impossible to find parking. It's constantly busy no matter what freaking time it was. We literally went on Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, it just spoiled my story a little bit. Anyways, so people are stupid. They have no spatial awareness and they block their carts everywhere and it's horrible, okay? But I'm like, you know what? For Valentine's Day, I'm going to go and I'm going to get us membership. And then I picked up the card and I put the card in like a little box of tissue paper. So we opened it up. Oh, and there's a good one. Anyways, I literally spoiled that story for myself. So instead of going to IKEA, we went to Costco, because when we went, Nick loved the pizza for some reason. So we went and we got pizza and stuff like that. But even on Valentine's Day at 7 p.m., it was so busy. I don't understand. So, of course, we'll go every once in a while to, like, they've got big cases of poppy there and stuff like that. So, we'll go every once in a while for, like, a handful of things. But I do not foresee us being there very often. Because I literally just can't. I literally just can't do it. It is horrible. And I know you can shop online. But I haven't looked into, like, the shipping cost for that yet. I don't know. Guys, ignore me. So, that's what we did. We went to Costco for dinner instead of IKEA because I was like, listen, what is an equally as ridiculous thing as IKEA to do on Valentine's Day? Costco. All right, let's go. So that's what we did. And then we went home. We chillaxed for a little bit. And then we went to the movies. We went to the movies and we saw Captain America Brave New World. Now, I'm not going to give you any spoilers because I know it literally just came out and I'm sure lots of you are seeing it this weekend, but it was good. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie in the whole wide world. I would probably give it like a 7, which is good. I love Anthony Mackie. I think he's so fabulous and he did not disappoint in this movie whatsoever, but it was good. I liked it. And it was a really great feeling being in the theater again for like a new Marvel movie, because I feel like I haven't had that in a while. And it was like, and listen, I know there's been like other Marvel movies out, but it just hasn't felt like old Marvel time, like pre-Endgame Marvel, you know what I mean? But I was kind of getting those vibes and it made me very happy. And Because I'm not going to spoil the movie for you, I will talk about the trailers. I'm a girl who loves to get there early to see all the previews. I love it. And the lights will go down, and before the movie plays, they'll play all of, like, the big trailers. And so, back to back, they played the Thunderbolts trailer with my husband Sebastian Stan as Bucky Buchanan Barnes. And right after, the freaking, what's it called? The Fantastic Four trailer with my husband Pedro Pascal. Back to back on the big screen, I said, oh my god. I said, oh my god. And not to mention Thunderbolts, I was talking a little bit of trash about it that one episode, because what was with that fuck ass bob that they gave Mr. James Buchanan Barnes? Why did they do that to him? But because I had only seen like the shorter trailer, but this trailer actually looks really good. I'm very excited to see it. And of course, Fantastic Four looks fantastic. Ew. But I just feel like Marvel is coming back. You know what I mean? Like Marvel, it had its like, and I feel like we're back. You know what I mean? So I'm very excited to see those two movies. I will be there in the theaters sporting my Falcon and the Winter Soldier shirt for Thunderbolts and my Pedro Pascal shirt for Fantastic Four. And that's the way that it is. And I will bring the blanket. I will bring the blanket. I will. And you guys know that I will. So that's that. Other than that, oh my god. Me and Jennifer decided to try out a step class at Club Energy. And I saw a clip of it on Instagram. And I was like, stop, this looks so much fun. Like, you know those, like, boards, and it's like you step on and you step off it, and it's like a bit of dance incorporated with it. That's what it was, and it looked really fun. I was like, slay, I send it to Jennifer. I'm like, you want to give this a go? Let's try it. And so it ended up being $15 a person, which, great. Love that for a little drop-in class. And so the moment that we walked into this building, we were intimidated. And I was trying my hardest to reassure us, being like, oh, once we get going, we'll feel fine. No, we did not feel fine. So the instructor for this class, she was fantastic. She's got the most gorgeous body I've ever seen in my entire life. Why was that shit so hard? It wasn't even that I wasn't capable of doing the movements, because I was. But the way that they were teaching it so fast, and the class was so full. It was packed. So you could hardly see the girl teaching it. She even had an assistant there too. And I could hardly see either of them. And they would go through like two counts of eight and then move on. I'm like, so she'd be like, yeah, so you could just do 9, 6, 7, 8. Got it? Okay, next. I'm like, whoa. Can we please go back for a second? Please. So me and Jennifer made fools of ourselves. But I mean, I had fun. Like, I'm really glad that we tried it. And I know that it would have been a really, really great class if it was smaller. And if maybe we went over the moves maybe more than one time. You know what I mean? Other than that, I'm glad that we tried it. I'm glad that we did it. And we wanted to do something during the week because we didn't have Friday because of Valentine's Day. So that's what we did. And yeah, it was a little bit scary. And then, I don't remember if I told you guys about this yet, but I booked, because we did beginner hip hop with the girlies a couple weeks ago at Studio North. And so I booked another one that I really wanted to take for the jazz funk. I did talk about this. I remember. So I took the jazz funk class on Thursday, which don't let jazz funk fool you. It's very slay. And I was so excited because the instructor for that class posted on his story that they were doing Abracadabra by Lady Gaga. I said, I was already signed up and I said, sign me the fuck up. I said, yes. So I went to that class. I went by myself. I was a little bit scared at first, but no, it was so much fun. It was definitely hard. Like, I have not been in a consistent dancing routine since I was like, I don't know, 14. So it definitely took me a little bit to kind of get in the groove with it. And it was so much fun. I really did have so much fun. I expected that class to be so full. There was only like 8 of us taking the class. It was so much fun. And they filmed us at the end of it. So we did a couple small groups and then all together. And they have like a Dropbox of all the class footage. And they uploaded Fridays and they did not upload that class. So I don't know if that's personal or if they forgot. But I really wanted to show you guys the footage, but I don't have it. So I'm very sorry about that. And if I have it next week, I'll let you know. That was a loud vibrate. Sorry about that. Anyways, so that was so much fun. It was an hour. We got to learn some moves to Lady Gaga. And yeah, I loved it. And I'm going to try and get into a weekly routine for that class in particular. Because I love hip hop, but it's more like I like it and I was okay at it when I was a kid, but I had a hard time getting loose enough for it. Whereas jazz is like very much more, I don't know, it's just more my style and more in my capabilities. So I would love to continue doing that. I think it's on a day that works and all that good stuff. So that's that. So we had step class, my jazz funk class, Valentine's Day, and okay, let me run you through my paint class yesterday, and I promise you guys that this is relevant. Hold on, let me just take a little quick little poppy break. Getting a little dry there, my bad. Guys, okay, I'm gonna take you through my paint class yesterday, and I promise that it's relevant. I promise this whole day is relevant. Again, if you were on TikTok, you know. So I'm driving to my paint class, or I'm getting ready to go or something like that, and Nick sends me a text. He's already at work. He sends me a text and says, oh my gosh, because if you don't know, the Jonas Brothers announced that they were doing a one-off show at Massey Hall yesterday, and tickets were like $20 a piece or something like that. And it was one time only. They were releasing the tickets like the day before. And I remember because my little hairy group chat texted about it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm totally going to try and get on the sale and try to get it. And then I completely forgot about it until like 2 p.m. that day. So tickets were long gone. So I was about ready to leave for my paint class yesterday. And Nick texted me. He was like, oh my gosh, tickets are sold out. But his mom got an email about like a contest that Massey Hall members can enter to get some complimentary tickets or something like that, because his mom is a member. And I was like, hey, that'd be great if she can get them. Yeah, that'd be great. And he was like, oh, never mind, that contest ended the day before, sorry about that, like my mom didn't read it right or something like that. And so I'm like, whatever. Like, I didn't have my heart set on going, because like obviously I forgot about the sale and it would have been so amazing. But I'm like, it's okay. I'm not gonna get bent out of shape over that. That's totally fine. So I don't think anything of it, and I drive to my paint class. It was a cute little 12 person class. Oh my God. So it was like a really cute owl painting, and so I figured there was going to be a lot of kids there, and there was, and they were so cute. They were so cute. Oh my God. And I always say that I don't want to have kids, but I will gladly enjoy other people's kids. So there was a very little, and then there was a couple that were maybe 7 or 8, and they were so sweet. And they're like, Emma, can I ask a question, please? What color is this? They were so sweet. Oh my God. And they did amazing. They did so fantastic at the painting. And I had so much fun with it. And when I was setting up, there was a couple of groups coming in that I was greeting. And I kept seeing that Nick was trying to call me. I'm like, dude, I'm setting up for my paint class right now. Don't call me. And you know what? Let me actually find. Let me actually see here. And he's like, no, this is urgent. Let me see. Okay, yes. So he tries to call me. I'm like, dude, I'm setting up. Don't call me. I'm busy. And I was literally in the middle of greeting people that were coming in. It was 12:42 and the class started at 1. People were already coming in. I'm finishing pouring paint. I'm like, dude, I cannot do this right now. And he was like, big news. So I see this. I'm like, oh my God, fine. Let me read these texts while I'm in the middle, like while these people are getting settled into their table for this class. Big news wanted to tell you. Are you ready for this? Get ready. Tonight you're in the pit for Jonas Brothers. What? What do you mean? And then he says, meet me at 5:30 to 6 p.m. We got tickets at the booth. What? What? I immediately respond with, pardon? In all caps with like 7 question marks. He's like, I got someone covering my shift. And my immediate reaction to this is because I was in Richmond Hill for a paint class. It started at 1 p.m. It ended at 3:30 p.m.-ish. I wasn't done setting up until 4. Then I had to drive 30, 45 minutes home, get ready, and take the subway for an hour there. I'm like, so my first initial reaction, I said this to him, I'm like, I'm not going to get there in time. He's like, that's okay. Show's at 8, door's at 7. I'm like, I'm like hyperventilating. I'm like a mixture of what the fuck is going on. I'm so excited. And a mixture of like, oh my God, I'm not going to get there in time. I literally had to teach this class. And so I was like, okay, I can probably get there by 6. And then I was like, but how? Because by this point he had failed to tell me if like how he got his hands on these tickets. And he says, perfect, I get the tickets, meet me in line. And he got them from a Massey Hall connection. So they reached out to him and said, hey, I have these tickets, I can't go anymore, do you want them? Now what the fuck are the odds of that? Now what are the odds of that? I said, oh my God, insane. So anyways, I teach the class. It goes really well. I'm getting very nervous because it's usually a 2-hour time frame. But of course, people always go over like by a little bit. But at this point, it was 3:30 and I still had people there. I'm like, oh my God. So eventually, I'm able to clean up. I get done at like 3:58. I'm cleaning off the car at 4 because it had been started snowing already. So I'm like, no, I have to take the 407 today. I must. I'm sorry. I must. So I get home at 4:30 on the dot. I rush in. I feed the cats. Oh my God, she's sleeping. That's so cute. I feed the cats. I manage to throw on a semi-cute outfit. And I pack my little concert Lululemon bag. And off I go to the bus. And I manage to get there at 5:45. And I meet Nick at Eaton Center at his work. And I met his most fabulous coworker I've ever met in my entire life. He was absolutely amazing. And so I was chatting to him while Nick was getting ready to go. And he's like, so I heard you had like a thing today. I'm like, yeah, I was painting. He's like, you're an artist. Let me see. So I showed him and he's like, that is the most gaggalocious thing I've ever seen. That is so irrelevant, but relevant at the same time. I said, that's going in my daily vocabulary, actually. So gaggalocious is the word of the day, okay? So remember that and add it into your daily vocab. Thank you so much. So we get to Massey Hall. We get our tickets and we get in line. And one thing about the Jonas Brothers. Guys, this is crazy. So I haven't talked about the Jonas Brothers very much, but the Jonas Brothers were like my childhood. Like it was pre One Direction. Sorry, I'm getting all kinds of texts. It was pre One Direction, pre 5 Seconds of Summer. pre all of that. Like, this was Disney Channel era. This is when I was little. Jonas Brothers made me into a fangirl. I am not even joking. Okay? So, they're the one album that came out that has, I don't remember what it's called. I don't know. It's the black and white cover one. And that album came out in 2007. Pardon? So, literally, since 2007, I've been listening to the Jonas Brothers. And I remember so vividly, we had a Family Jams CD, me and my sister. And it had Ed Miley Cyrus on it, Hannah Montana on it. It had Corbin Blue on it, Ashley Tisdale on it, Allie and AJ on it. And That's Just the Way We Roll by the Jonas Brothers on it. So that is my song. Jonas Brothers is, no, what, That's Just the Way We Roll is my song. So I know I haven't talked about them very much, but holy shit, I was obsessed when I was like nine. Like, when I was like nine, it was my Jonas Brothers era. I had a Jonas Brothers backpack, you guys. And not even the one, like the normal one that goes over your shoulders. Bitch, the crossbody freaking satchel style backpack. Yeah. Yeah. I had that. And it was just, it was unbelievable. Okay. So when I got inside of this, me and Nick got inside of this venue. We're going to the pit. We're five rows from the stage. And the whole display is like a collage of old photos of them. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And so I get in, I get us a spot. Nick goes down. Like, if you've ever been to Massey Hall, there's like this basement lounge thing where you can go to the bathroom and get beer and whatever. And I'm holding our spot. He's getting a beer, whatever. And I texted him. I'm like, is there any merch? Because I wasn't sure at that point, and I figured he can grab it while he's down there. And he's like, no merch. I'm like, whatever. I can't even think about that right now. And so he gets back from getting his beer. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you a poster and a t-shirt. Nick, you sly fox. So you may have noticed, full circle, you guys. You may have noticed that I've been wearing it this whole time. It says Jonas Brothers, 20 years, 20 songs, Toronto, 2/15/25. Because this one-off show was for their 20-year anniversary. Which, I, by the way, don't even get me started with that, actually. Because that makes me feel really old. Because what do you mean it's been 20 years? Anyways. So, yeah, I'm wearing the shirt. I don't know if I'm going to be able to show you, but I'll try. But it has the thing on the back. Let me just bear with me. It has, sure, you might have been able to see that. You may have not. It is what it is. Oh my gosh. What a nightmare. So, anyways. So, oh my god. So, this super fun DJ was not opening the show, but he was like, he was entertaining us while we were waiting. And so, 8 o'clock. The lights go down and out come the Jonas Brothers. Out come the Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers. Oh my god. And so if I had to pick, probably back in the day, I was probably a Nick girl. Like, let's be so for real with ourselves right now. However, now, like, as a grown woman, I love Kevin. I love him. So they all on stage, and I was so excited because it was my first concert with this bad boy. So I was very excited to try out the camera because I haven't had an opportunity to really try the zoom of the camera yet, right? Especially when I'm filming video. You guys, what the fuck? You guys would have thought that I filmed with my fucking eyeballs. You guys would have thought that I filmed with my corneas, with my retinas. And I know y'all have seen this on TikTok. Oh my gosh, no, that's not what I meant to say. I said, I know y'all know that I posted this on TikTok. So if you haven't been there, oh my God, what is wrong with me? If you have been to my TikTok, you'll have seen this already, but. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean that wasn't filmed with my eyes? That is the clearest video I've ever seen in my entire life. And there was another one that I liked. I won't show you too many, but I'll show you a few. And the rest are up on my TikTok for you guys to enjoy. So let me find another one. I hope copyright doesn't get me, but I think it will be fine. Oh, here it is. Wow. Stop. Wow. Wow. Now, listen, regardless if I was a Nick girl, a Kevin girl, or a Joe girl when I was a kid, last night, I was a Joe girl. Last night, that was my man. Because, listen, my God, no, you don't understand. That boy was born to be a star. Because his stage presence is unbelievable. The way that he interacts with the people in the audience is unbelievable. Because there was one section of the show where they would, like, read signs, or they would, like, pick people in the audience and kind of like, hey, what's your name? What are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And then they would say, what's your favorite song? And then they would play a little bit of that song. And just the way that he was interacting with some of these girls, I'm like, stop it. And just the energy in this room overall was something I have not felt since I was literally 9 years old. Like, the screams, hold on. The screams of when they came out, I felt like I was 9 again. Now, keep in mind, when I was 9, I had never been to a concert. But, like, it was giving, like, when I went to see One Direction in 2014. You know what I mean? Like, I felt 9 again when those boys came out and all of these girls around me were screaming. I'm like, stop. I think it's this one. Listen to those screams. I have full body chills. I have literal goosebumps right now. I felt 9 years old again in that room. It was so good. And they played they played 20 songs. They played a brand new song that they have not even released yet. I don't remember what it was called. No, let me look at, okay. I literally just had it up. Me and Nick had it up earlier. But I'm going to pull it up again. Jonas Brothers set list. And we'll go to that. So then I can just, because I don't remember all of what they played. Okay. So year 3000, of course, they opened with Play My Music. What a way to throw back from the very beginning. A couple of new things. Waffle House, of course, SOS. They played When You Look Me in the Eyes. I'm playing that song at my wedding and I don't care. Love Bug, as you saw. Burning Up, of course. Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm gonna pull it. Yeah, I filmed it. Let me find it. Is it this one? Oh, hold on. I hope a copyright doesn't get me. Whatever, I don't care. Yeah. So, of course, they play Burning Up. Why would they not? Then we got Nick played Jealous. Nick Jonas played Jealous. I fuck with that song so hard. A little bit of Cake by the Ocean. Mr. Joe Jonas did Gotta Find You / This Is Me. Wow, by the way. What another throwback. And, oh, yes. Okay. So, the brand new song that they are releasing, I think this was their first time ever playing it live. It's called Love Me to Heaven. I don't know when it's coming out. And actually, based off of the set list, we don't even know if that's the actual title of the song, but probably is. It was so good. Oh my God. They covered Dreams by the Cranberries, which is something that I never knew that I needed in my entire life. That was crazy. And then, you guys, so for the entire purpose that they announced the show, I think the entire reason that they did this is because they are in the middle of filming a Christmas special in Toronto. So, as you guys probably have seen, have I mentioned this before? I think I have. And I said that, Jonas Brothers, why haven't I run into you yet? I swear that I said that maybe last week. Anyways, so they've been in Toronto for the last little while filming for their Christmas special. And I'm convinced that the only reason that they did this show is so that they could get a bunch of extras in one room to do the performance scenes for this movie. Whatever, I'm literally not complaining. So when we got into the pit at first, we noticed this ginormous camera hanging on wires from the ceiling. And so that was giveaway number one. Then after they covered Dreams by the Cranberries, and then they went off, and then their music director came out and said, hey guys, so as you may know, we're filming a movie. Yeah. And so basically what they did is they came out again, they sang Sucker twice, and then they sang Like It's Christmas twice. So the first time that they would play each song, these two camera people came out with these massive cameras attached to them. They would film all like the boys on stage, and then the second time around they would do more like crowd work and stuff, and this giant camera from the ceiling would like move from one side of the room to the other, getting like recording the crowd and all that good stuff. It was insane. So they filmed Sucker twice. Everybody's like, get those hands up, like, let's make this look lively, let's do our movie magic. And that was insane. So, and then for the Christmas part of it, they changed outfits. We had a cute little outfit change, so they put on these red suits and whatnot. And and then they spent like a good 10 minutes handing out all kinds of Christmas props. So like those light up necklaces, they handed out some Christmas hats, because for the Christmas special, like, they want to make it look like it's around Christmas. And then I'm gonna have to get up and show you guys what it looks like, but they were handing out shirts that they made specifically for this. And another side note, Miss Jennifer Lopez, Bessie Jennifer, was a background on the actual set for this movie, and so she filmed like a barricade concert scene and got to wear one of these shirts as well. So yeah, okay, hold on, this is, I've never done this, just bear with me, I'm gonna show it to you. So they were literally launching green and red versions of these through the crowd in t-shirt launchers and just throwing them. And Nick managed to catch one red one and one green one and a hat. What do you mean by that? Okay, hold on, I'm gonna put this away. Oh my god. So it's insane. And if you if you are listening, and if you are not on the YouTube right now, basically they're red and green t-shirts that have little drawings of each boy on it, and it says Jingle Bros on it. It's hilarious. I love it. And now we have movie props, technically. I'm sorry, I'm drinking a poppy. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do about it? You think I'm going to sit here and drink a carbonated beverage and not do that? What do you mean? Anyways, so that was insane. So then they come out, they do Like It's Christmas two times in a row. We're all decked out in these Christmas things. You make everything feel like it's Christmas. And then they had at the end of each time they play the song, they would have like snow confetti coming down. And it was so funny because the music director was like, don't be alarmed when Joe comes out and says, how are you doing, London? Because it is what it is. So now we're movie stars. So once the Jonas Brothers Christmas special comes out, I'm going to need you to look out for me, Bessie Jennifer, and Nick. You're gonna have to look out for us because we're movie stars now, and this, it is what it is. So Yeah. That was the actual craziest experience of my life. I'm so happy that Nick was able to do that for us and that we got to do it together. And I fear that the Jonas Brothers is now going to be my next hyperfixation. Not a new hyperfixation, obviously, a returning hyperfixation, if you will. So yeah, that was insane because I, especially when I was a kid, I never thought that I would be able to hear, what am I saying? I never thought that I would be able to see the Jonas Brothers live. I mean, I guess see or hear the Jonas Brothers live. Anyways, I never thought that I would be able to get to do that. Like my first concert was Avril Lavigne when I was like 12 or something like that. I don't even remember. And it was in London, Ontario. Great show, nonetheless. But I never thought I'd be able to do that. And then, was it last year? It was either last year or 2023. Jonas Brothers came to Toronto, to the Rogers Center. And I didn't go. And it was like an Eras Tour kind of vibe. Like, I think it was a long-ass show. And they're playing all kinds of things. And I didn't go. So the fact that my first ever Jonas Brothers concert, from since I was a fan at 7 years old, was a literal once in a lifetime opportunity for a 20th anniversary one-time show at Massey Hall to film for their Christmas special. That's crazy. And I am so freaking grateful I was able to do that through connections, because I know there was so many girls, so many people that could not get tickets because it was near impossible. And the resale was crazy. So grateful to it. For any girlies that wasn't able to go, I will provide all the content in the world for you. I brought you in spirit with me. Love you. Wow, it was insane. And not only that, because Nick works at the record store at the mall, a while ago he got me a signed Jonas Brothers album, and that was so cool. So all these Joe Bros, you know what I mean, all this stuff is coming up now, and I'm really here for it. Wow. So that was like, this episode was technically like a big, long life update, I guess, because so much has happened since I've last spoken to you guys. And I did not even expect for this to happen yesterday. So yeah, if you would like to see more clips, head over to my TikTok. And while you're at it, give me a follow, would you please? I'm Fangirl Report on all socials, so get over there and follow me. There's lots of good clips on there. And wow, I can't even right now. So I will be repping this shirt for the rest of my days. And it's so funny because I was making food earlier and I opened the ketchup bottle and it exploded on me, on my sleeve, and then Nick had to scrub it for me. He got it out, thankfully. But that is so me. To put on a shirt for the first time and immediately get a stain on it. What is wrong with me? That is so ridiculous. So yeah, that's that. And that really is about it. And there's one thing I would like to mention. I know I want to save this for like a monthly thing for my top 10 songs of the month, but there is one song I would like to feature right now, and that is Love Over Glory by Xenadelphia. Y'all need to get into that. Just a quick little note there, because I've been listening to it nonstop and I think it's amazing. So that's that. So yeah, I think that is all for me. You guys might want to check on me in a few hours. Still doing unwell. I might need a little pinch every once in a while just to make sure that that was in fact real and that I was not dreaming it. And yeah. Wow. So if, yeah, anyways, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Let me know in the comments what your favorite Jonas Brothers song is. Mine is That's Just the Way We Roll. And I know we get a little crazy. And I know we get a little loud. Love it. So let me know what your favorite Jonas Brothers song is. And other than that, that's going to do it for me this week. So everybody say goodbye to Annie. She's so eepy. Oh, my heart soars for her. Anyways, that is going to do it for me this week, ladies and gentlemen. And I had a wonderful time fangirling with you this week about the Jonas Brothers. Again, let me know your favorite song. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, text me and let me know what your favorite Jonas Brothers song is. Okay, And that's going to do it for me. So, my God, please, if you don't have to go anywhere today, don't. Even though this episode's not going to be out until tonight. But anyways, stay safe in the snow. Enjoy your long weekend, everybody. If you're Canadian, enjoy your long weekend. Stay safe, y'all. And I will talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.